up safer. And one of the mitzvahs asis that we have in Atayra is to hear the kol shofar. Yod shui yelachem. And the emphasis is that by Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't say furish shofar. The Gemara learns it from Xer Shofar from Yaival that the mitzvah's key is with a shofar. And it's important to remember that the Iker Kavana that we are supposed to have is that we'll be Mekayim Mitzvah's Asay, which is the Rotten of the Bar Yoilam, to blow Shofar. That is the Iker Kavana. All the other Kavanas you see in Siddur, from Sadigayim, the 10 different Rimozim of what Shofar's Meramis to, are good to look at beforehand, but B'Shas Meisa, the Kavana is Mekayim Mitzvah's Asay of whether the mitzvah, the shmiya, or the tkiya is also a lot of raid, lashon bracha, lishmaya, l'tkaya, whether it's a mitzvah of shmiya, shmiya is the ikka mitzvah with tanai, then there needs to be a tkiya that comes from a maisa tkiya, from someone's chayvin tkiya. That's a long discussion in rishonim, achronim, and a lot written on that. The tkiyah is on the second day. The Rambam writes in Parbeis Aloch Yud, the Sman Azesh on Ois and Yonte Ishnei Yom and Megolius, Kikderach Shetoykim Rishay, Toykim Hashim. The way we blow on the first day, we blow on the second day. There may be certain nafkaminas, the Mishmur brings down Sukkot and Hay, there's a suffix if you heard the tkiyah shayfo, you have a suffix of the tkiyah shayfo. So the first day where it's been a Torah, we go back and blow. The second day it's only the Rabbanus and Achaz with the Kea. But the Emes, the first has to go to with the approach that the way he's listening to it the first day, he's also listening to it the second day, not with any lightness to it. There's different halachas that one might have came across, but well, in Shaifa, that's negated to Kea. That the tkiya should be blown. One's blowing should be standing. Whether one's listening should be standing or not is also a question of the Paiskim. We have tkiya's the Umi, tkiya's the Yushiv. The bracha, when the bracha is made, the meaning is that the tkiya's are blown by the bima. We blow them by the bima. The Mishmur brings down as a chus taira, which is an interesting idea to think about. The Vosh, the Chayadim, says it's because they're covered up with Tziba, that we don't blow it in his feet. He goes to the Bima to blow it. But there's Indian, of blowing it by the Bima. We have also there's a long discussion in many Achrenim also about eating or drinking before the mitzvah of the kids. In other words, there's always a discussion about not eating before Shacharis. That's a separate halacha. Here we already daven Shacharis. Can I eat? Can I eat before as we carry the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar? Which is a halacha that's brought down later on in Hilchos Luluf, Tav Reish Nun Beis, about not eating or drinking before you carry the mitzvah of Luluf. And it seems that the mitzvah brings it down also by Shofar. Even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down by Shofar, but there is a discussion in the Paiskim: is one allowed to eat or drink before the Mekayim the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar? A Te'ima, what's considered a Te'ima, is a small amount of eating, Mezaydis, or Pas, a very small amount, up to Kibetza, or eating fruits, vegetables, drinking, that all. Pashas will be mutter if someone needs it. The question is, if someone has to eat more than that, what is the heter? So there are different svaras given to why, for reasons to be mekel, and therefore someone who feels that it's going to be hard for them to be mechaven by musaf, tefillah musaf or tkiyas, so there is makom to be mekel to eat or drink what you need to in order to be able to be mechaven better. like we mentioned before, that just like the Tekeya Kavana too, the mighty, those that are listening, should have Kavana to be Yoitz in the mitzvah of Shmiya, it's called Shefer. And if one of them were not Mechavan, it's a question if you need to repeat blowing, or we just assume that there's Kavana, or Bad al Khatil wants to be Mechavan to be Yoitz. Now, how many tekeyas does one need to hear on Rosh Hashanah? So, min ha-Torah, it's 9 kolos. 9 kolos meaning 3 sets of tekeyah, trua, tekeyah. Each trua needs to have a tekeyah before and a tekeyah afterwards. The Gemara learns this from Pesukim, Zer Shabbos, from Rosh Hashanah to Yovel. So, Min HaTorah, we need to get 3 truas and a tekiah beforehand and a tekiah afterwards. However, what is a trua? A trua is what we call trua, or is it what we call a shvar? And it's because of this question of whether a trua is considered true or shvarim, then now we need to blow a set of tekiah, trua tekiah, or a set of tekiah, Shvar tekiah. And then there's a third set, is it a Shvar trua? So we blow a set of tekiah, Shvar trua tekiah, which is a total of 30 kailas. What's interesting is, if you take a look at the Gemara, in the Gemara it seems that it was a suffix. There was a suffix. What is a trua? And Lashon Rambam is also mashma, there was a suffix. Is it a trua? Is it a shvarim? Is it a shvarim trua? And to guide whole shittas, Rosh Hashanah, you don't want to miss out on this important mitzvah, especially on Rosh Hashanah. So we blow, so Rabbi Avoh was the second of Kizari, that we should blow all these sets of tekiyas, truas, and tekiyas. However, the Torah brings down from the Gaonim an interesting mahalach, that it was not a suffix. Torah brings out from Shri Ragoin, the son of Haigoin, that he's bothered with a question. How did the suffix come about? I mean, they've been blowing shayfa every year after year. So, when did the suffix come out? They could have asked their fathers, their grandfathers, what they blew. So either we could say that there were tekufas of Shmat, where one was not able to blow in the public, and therefore there were times where it was just forgotten. Or the Goyim would like to say that no, there's no suffix, there's no machlekes over here. All 3 are correct. Shvarim, Trua, Shvarim, Trua are all correct. And in different cities, they blew differently. In one city, the Rav decided to blow Shvarim, another city, Trua, and another city, Shvarim, Trua. So Rabbi Avoh was mesaken that we should blow all of them. Because on Rosh Hashanah, you can have such differences. Everyone's blowing something else. Let's join everyone together and let's just blow the same. So he was mesaken that we blow all 3. There's a nafkamina, a big nafkamina. If you're out somewhere with a shayfer and you only know how to blow a shvarim, but you don't know how to blow a trua, should I bother blowing the shvarim or not? Can I make a bracha? So according to the first mahalach, that's a suffix. You can't make a bracha, because it's a suffix if you're being yotzer. But according to the Goyim, you're vadei being yotzer. You're not being mekayim the takana of blowing all 3, but you're vadei being yotzer. So that would just be an interesting nafkamina to this question. Then we blow tekiyas before Musaf. The tekiyas before Musaf is a set of 30 tekiyas, which with that already we are carrying the mitzvah d'oraisa, and that's why in many shuls that more medaktik, if the tekiyah is having a hard time, so there'll be more medaktik on the tekiyas before Musaf than the tekiyas later on. For sure, more than what after Shmoneh Esrei. That's important to know, because if you're relying on the 30 tekiyas later on, you have to make sure that they're good tekiyas. Sometimes The Baal Makri will let go through if he sees that the Baal Tkei is having a hard time, will rely on the Bidyevit. But those are the Tkei's before Musaf. Then we have the Tkei that we go during the Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf, different Minhagim, meaning Ashkenaz is by the Chazor Zashat, meaning Sfar by the quiet Shemoneh Esrei. And they're being blown, I'll say the Habrochas. Chazal are massacring to blow the tears, I'll say the Habrochas. In Shemoneh Esrei, we have three important Brochas, Malchi, Zechreis, and Shefreis. And Chazal are massacring to be Tekea, also I'll say that the Brochas of Musaf. The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Teiken Marien Kishe Yoshvim, Teiken Marien Kishe Oindin. Why do we load two sets of tkiyas? Tkiyas the moment, tkiyas the miyushin. Kidei la'arviv hasatim. Meaning, even though it's possible to be yoytzi yechiv with the tkiyas aseid abrochis, but we also load tkiyas beforehand, or even though we can be yoytzi with the tkiyas before Musaf, we still blow aseid abrochis from ways of learning Gemara. So Gemara says, so why do we do two sets? Gemara says, la'arviv hasatim. And there are different mahalchim and understanding. What does this mean, la'arvi v'sasatim? What does it mean that we cause the satan to get confused? So it's either because we're showing how chaviv the mitzvah does. And when we show how chaviv the mitzvah does, it just quiets the satan. He can't say anything. What can he say already? He's there to try to be mekatrik, to speak against us, but we're treating the mitzvah with such chavivis, he can't talk. Or by adding extra tekiyas, the tekiyas alone gets the satan confused, and he can't talk, and therefore it leaves him no time, to be in catching, because there are just tekiyas going on and on and on. Then what can he do? But again, so we have tekiyas before Musaf, after Kriyas HaTorah, we have tekiyas during the Shemoneh Esrei, Aseid HaBrachah. Which one is the Iker, which one is the original Takana? That's also a discussion in the Rishayim, in the Gemara, with different ways of learning different Gemaras. Then we have Tekiyas that we blow after Shemoneh Esrei, after Musaf. And the reason for that is because we want to add up to 100 Tekiyas, which is very interesting because where's the number 100 come from? And the woes that Sisera's mother, when Sisera went out to the war to fight, he did it, and then he didn't come back, and she woed. So therefore, we blow up to 100. Now, during the tekiyas, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the one should not be mafsik with Dibur between the brachos until the end of the tekiyas. That means once the chazan starts, the Baal Tkei starts the brachas, until after the last tkiya, one should not be mafsik with speaking. So between the bracha and the start of the tkiyas, that's like any other mitzvah, where the bracha has to go on the mitzvah, and in order that there should be a hefsik, you're not allowed to be mafsik between the bracha and the start of the mitzvah. But once I start the mitzvah, so then, what's the get over here of not speaking? The bracha was already chal in the mitzvah, now we're continuing to do the mitzvah. Especially if we said before, the yoytz already with the first 30 tekiyas. So what's this inyan of not speaking until after the last tekiyah? Nafkamina, someone goes out to the bathroom, he wants to know, should he say hashiyata or not? Or he should wait until after tefillah. Someone finishes Shemoneh Esrei before the chaz is ready to start Chazor Zashat. Can he say Tehillim? Can he learn? Can he speak it out? What can he do? So, the Lashon of Ramah is Imsach Dvarim B'Tehillim. The Ramah uses the Lashon of speaking Dvarim B'Tehillim. And the Levush, who is the Talmud Ramah, says it even clearly. He says, Shalayla Suach Sicha B'Tehillim. One should not speak a sikha b'tehillah. When the Maril says, Not to speak a sichas chumen until the end of the tkiyas. A possible pshat in this is, I saw in the Sefer Machria from the Tosfos read, he compares it to a Mishnah in Masechta Avos. The Mishnah in Masechta Avos says, "Hamafsik mimishnasim," someone who's in the middle of learning, and he stops learning to say, "Kamenoa ilan ze, kamenoa nir ze." He stops and will learn to speak about how beautiful the Bria is, how beautiful this field is, this tree, the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal told us, it's even though you speak about the Bria, but it's not a proper thing. You're middle of learning, you're middle of speaking with your Banish, you're middle of learning with learning Torah Hashem. See, you're not mafsik in the middle. So he compares it to over here. You're middle of the tkiyas. So to just stop in the middle of the tkiyas, it's not going to be a half-sik that you'll have to repeat the tkiyas. You won't have to repeat the tkiyas. If someone did speak in the middle of the tkiyas, for sure after the first 30, if someone spoke their chazar shad to the person next to him, he's not going to have to hear over the tkiyas. That's halacha l'maisa. But to shmooze in the middle of this important mitzvah is not the time. It's not the time to speak. So therefore, the gather that many pais can give is sicha b'teila, tvar b'teila, that's us. If one does go out to the bathroom and they now want to say hashiyata, me'ikar din is mutter to say hashiyata. If there's a chance that he will forget to say hashiyata if he waits until after davening, or if he feels that he may have to use the bathroom again, which means he'll lose this Ashiyata, he should say Ashiyata. If he knows that there's no chance he'll lose, not no chance he'll lose, but probably won't lose him, he could wait until afterwards. Maybe it's better to wait until afterwards because there is a Mashmais in other places, the Taz, the Grah, that there may be an Indian of Hefsik over here. Same is the Song finished Shimon Esrei earlier, not to just waste your time, say Tehillim. Could say Tehillim, could, well, the Mishnayos or whatever it may be, you could do that. And again, if one needs to, they can even verbalize it, that's not a problem. Now, the share of the Tekiyas, the Shvarim, the truest, we're not going to go into now exactly the share of them, how long and how, and the different Akudas that we gave to it. We don't have time for that. But there is one point here that there's a machlekes, a big machlekes, Rishayim, Rashi, Taisvis, about what is a true. What is a true? The Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Shir Trua Kishalish Yavavos. Try it out to help with it. A Shir Trua, Shir of a Trua, is like three Yavavos. What's Yavavos? The Rashi explains three Yavavos is three Koilis Ba'alma Koshu. Three, two, two, two. Three Koilis Ba'alma. And that's the das of many Rishayim, actually. It's the first, and those that got a chance to look at Simon Tavkov Tzadi, that's the first day over there, Siv Gimel, that is three of these kailas. It's called Trumitin. Trumitin is the shortest call that is possible to blow, which is about a third of a second. Taisus brings from the Rivav and Rivav, that they learned that each Yivava is three kailas of a kosher. So it comes out of Trua, which is three Yivavas, means that it's nine koichas. And this is the second day in the Shulchan Aruch, which is that there should be at least nine. And the Shbrua brings down that the Chatchila wants to be machmir for the Rivah and the Rivah. But the Yevah, it's enough, like Rashi with three. Because then we say, HaRashi, Derach, and Rav Yishayim. If one wants to add more truas, they could. We can build more than nine. Now, One has to be careful when blowing the chur is that if you're blowing action, that's the beginning or the end shouldn't sound like a shvara. But that's so again. So we have here machlekes if the chur is 3 kaychais or if it's 9 kaychais. The Mishnah also says that the share of a tekiya is like 3 chuas. The share of a tekiya is like 3 chuas. So so now we have a tekiya, which is the length of the chua, and we have also shvar. So now it comes out that the shear of the tekiya is going to be talay in the type of chua that we're blowing over here. If we're blowing a tashrat, which is a tekiya, shvar chua tekiya, so the chua over here is a shvar chua, which means that the tekiya is going to be keneged, it's going to be equal to a shvar chua. As opposed to by tarat, it's going to be like 3 or 9 kaychas, depends on how you learn a chua. And a shvarim is going to have to be in between it. So it's going to come out, if you make the cheshbon, take a look over there, make the cheshbon, it would seem that it's impossible to be mekayim the sheet of Tosfos and Rashi together. That's what it would seem. Because again, let's say like this. The shever is like 3 short kailas, let's say. If I blow a shever, which is the length of 3 short kailas, or more, you know what, I'll make it simple. According to Rashi, the shear tekiya of tarat, let's say tarat, tekiya, true tekiya. So the shear of a tekiya in the group of tarat is 3 kailas. So the shear sheva, the sheva has to be somewhat more than a chua, but less than a tekiya. So we'll call it 2 kaychas. Okay? So the tekiya is 3, sheva is 2, and the tekiya is 3. So then it comes out that the 3 shvarim are going to equal to 6. And with the chua, we'll come out to 9. Now the sheva can't be too long. Can't be long because then it'll turn into a tekiya. Can't be too short because then it'll be a trua. So then according to the first sheet that every sheva has to be less than 3 kaychais, dafka, less than 3 kaychais, because otherwise you're running into a tekiya. And according to the second sheet, which is Tosfos, each sheva has to be dafka like 3 kaychais. So the minig ha-pashut is to be mekayim the sheet of Tosfos and the other Rishonim to blow that each sheva could be like 3 kaychas and not like Rashi. However, if you get over to one of them kind of both, you're going to run into a problem. So they say over Reb Chaim, that's the meaning of Yeshiva. And so it's brought down in an earlier statement, we can say a matzah, that there's an etzah to be yoyt to all the shevas. But instead of blowing 3 shvarim, to blow 4 or 5 shvarim, and each one is less than 3 kaychas dafka. So according to Rashi, it did not become a tekiya, because each shever is less than 3 kaychas. According to Tosfos, will come out that the tzirah will have 9 kaychas. So it comes that you're blowing more than 3 shvarim, which is already a chiddush, which remains a chatchila yishana, but that's one chiddush. And you're also blowing each one 2 kaychas, and we're saying that for Tosfos that would be fine because it equals up to the right amount. And that's what they do here in Yeshiva. So if you hear that it's different than what you're used to, that's what's happening. The oifen of how the tekiya is blown, tekiya is used straight, a straight blow. How straight is very different than hugging. and you need to hear it from the beginning until the end. You can't say, okay, you already blew enough, so I can ignore the end. You need to hear the full tekiah. Shvarim, there are many different in Hagim, if it's each one's straight, or there's two or two, or atu atu, or different ways of blowing it. Again, Shiva has their minute, which may be different than what you're used to, but maybe Shiva will be here to be Shiva. A true is, like we said, nine kaychais, a person can blow extra if they want to blow extra. Then there's also one more point to keep in mind. There's a question of by Shvarim Trua, it should be with Neshima Achas or Bishnei Neshimas. Neshima Achas means, Neshima means a breath. Neshima Achas means I'm blowing in one breath. It doesn't mean that in one breath. This means there's maybe a slight hefsik between the Shvarim to the Trua, a very small hefsik between the Shvarim to the Trua. By Shnei Neshimas, he's taking, again, they're different in Hagim on how much of a break in between, but not a real break, but there's sort of a breath in between. And in many places, I don't remember what the meaning is here, in many places the meaning is that the first set of 30 will blow the Neshima Achas, with that slight hefsik, and then the second set, or during the Aser HaBrachas, or Yiftish Shmerzim, will be Shnei Neshimas, which means that there is sort of a breath in between. If you listen closely to the Makri, we'll say Shvarim Trua, or say Shvarim Trua, to be Meramis, to the Tekeya, if it's Neshima Achas or Shnei Neshimas. Also, sometimes if the Baal Tekeya does need to go back, sometimes get confusing, and you're not sure if you're hearing the tekiah before the true or the tekiah afterwards. So there are those that bring down that if you have kavana, that means simcha debal hamakri. So this is a tekiah before a tekiah after. That's enough. Otherwise, it's good to follow it in the sitter, so you know what's being blown. You're able to have it to it, and be'ez Hashem. I just want to say something interesting. There's a Taisus in Rosh Hashanah. Taisus has a question. Gemara says that a year that doesn't start off with the Tfiyas is not going to be a good year for Taisus. So what's with Rosh Hashanah, that the first day of Shabbos? So Taisus of Art says the not blowing is blowing. That which we're listening to Chazal and we're not blowing is blowing the Tfiyas. So, Bez Shem, and could be it's even on a higher darga, because when you blow the tekiyas, it's dependent on our kavanas, on how much yimach happens, how much the tekiyah goes. Tekiyah is a tefillah, Bris Rosa. But when it's nechshav, kilu you blew it, it's with all the tiktukim that are there. So, Bez Shem, we should be zaycha, the tekiyahs of the first day, the tekiyahs of the second day, to a good dimension here.